Cash. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is the live Saturday edition, and don't be fooled into thinking that it's a repeat because it's Thanksgiving Day weekend, and all you've ever heard while you've been listening to the radio over the past few days is a bunch of repeats from, like, 2 weeks ago or last week or several months ago. We're here and in the studio for 3 hours taking your phone calls about whatever you want to discuss. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Of course, the show is about your calls, so we're going to get right to them. But coming up, if we get a chance, we'll get to a taxi driver story. A taxi driver involving an elderly gentleman and not charging money for the cab. What do you think the government did to this guy? We'll get to you. We'll get to that here in moments. But we go to Brian calling from New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
We are here. We are here today at the first porcupine-owned and started brewery in New Hampshire.
Really?
A porcupine-started brewery. Now, for our brand-new listeners in Radio Land, what's a porcupine? And then go from there and fill people in on what exactly you're talking about.
No, the porcupine is sort of the mascot of the Free State Project. People who are coming from all over the country, all over the world to New Hampshire, in order to be a little more free in our personal lives.
Yes, there are people coming here, and there have been hundreds of them that have arrived so far. Many of them are doing different types of activism, like political activism or outside the system, sort of civil disobedience. But some of them are starting their own businesses, and I think that's in a way a form of activism as well. And so they've started a brewery. Now, we already knew that there was a Free Stater pub out there in Manchester. What's the difference? These guys are actually making and selling their own beer. Is it also a pub at the same time, or is it strictly a beer-making place? There's nowhere to actually drink the beer.
Well, there's plenty of places to drink the beer, but you have to kind of stand up. It's a brewery, not a brew pub.
Gotcha.
It's a brewery like, a Pabst Blue Ribbon or, a Budweiser. We just make beer here. But we can serve, and today we're having our open house, and there's a whole bunch of people here. I'm standing outside because it's way too loud in there. It's a very small place. But we've got already a couple of batches made, and I must say it's very, very good.
Neat. I noticed you said we. Are you an investor?
Yes, I'm an investor, and Jason Osborne, one of your advertisers and a good friend of the Liberty Movement, is another investor, and Kevin Bloom, who is the brewmeister, he's the third investor. So
wow.
The three of us got together, and Kevin's pretty much been making it all happen.
That's
getting
fantastic.
All the equipment and finding the place and making it all happen. So we're kind of more silent. We're silent drinking investors.
Great. So is the plan to market this beer to various different pubs and things like that in the New Hampshire area? And at the same time,
absolutely. We've gotten commitments from a couple of pubs. One of them, the one you mentioned, the Free Stater owned pub in Manchester, Murphy's, and a couple more that we're working on kegs, and we're also making bottles. We're going to be selling as many bottles as we can to grocery stores and other Free Staters. We can't really ship it. It's kind of cost ineffective to ship it, but
I see.
We've got it here. If you want some, you got to come to New Hampshire.
So will it be available in bottle form and on tap?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Well, that is very cool. And I have to point out, we talk a lot about activism on this show because, well, I'm an activist and I moved here to New Hampshire, and Mark, you did too, in order to be active for liberty. So is there an activist component to this, or is this just strictly we're having fun, we're making beer? Is there some sort of activism component here?
We talked about that way in the beginning of, maybe doing some civil disobedience. There are a million different regulatory agencies and all the way up to the organization formerly known as the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, a federal thing. It's now called TTB or something like that.
Hmm.
You need, for instance, the beer labels have to be approved by the Fed. And our beer labels for the 22-ounce bottles, it said 22 fluid ounces on them. They said, no, it has to say 1 pint, 6 ounces. So it's this kind of micromanagement that apparently keeps
wow.
people safer. So we had thought about, you know, just doing it. But let me tell you, there's one thing, you know, adding a room to your house, you can kind of fly under the radar. But
right.
The government loves their liquor taxes. And there's no way. They know where we live. You know, we had to go through a background check, fingerprinting, all this other stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
To sell beer? Stuff.
To make beer.
Well, to make beer, right. Like, you can stand behind a bar and 10 bar and not have to go through a background check. Why is it that you have to go through a background check to make beer?
Wait, well, hold on. I'm confused here because there were some free staters, some liberty activists out this way who made their own beer and they just gave it to people. If you're just going to give it away, you still have to go through this process to be all legal?
I don't know. I'm not in business to give away beer.
I see.
We're selling. I mean, you know, if you get a liquor license to sell, a commercial license.
Got it.
Yeah, I mean, they'll shut you down in a second because, you know, this is one place where there is no way to be under the radar if you want to be in the business of, you know, making liquor and selling it.
Can I ask you what it costs for this federal license?
You can, but I don't know. Kevin takes care of all that stuff. I think it's a couple $1,000 a year.
Wow!
But the bigger cost is stopping. Like, you know, we were supposed to get started. We were ready to be started back in May. We had all the equipment. We were ready to go.
Hmm.
But then it's been from there until today. Getting all the licenses, sitting around,
jeez,
you know, on our thumbs,
six
waiting
months.
Until this guy responds, or that guy responds, or this inspector comes, or, you know,
wow,
that piece of paperwork comes, paying rent the whole time. So that's been the biggest startup cost. You know, forget about the cost of these beautiful stainless steel vats and all the, you know, the cooling equipment.
Right.
The biggest cost is just, you know, sitting around paying the rent while the bureaucrats try to figure out, you know, when to process our paperwork.
Well, yeah, and a couple $1,000 a year for a startup company, I mean, that's, you know, that's still pretty significant. You've got to sell a lot of bottles of beer in order to just cover the regulatory costs.
Well, it's important to have these regulations to keep people safe, you know.
Yeah, to keep people safe from people actually competing in the marketplace and selling their own beer, keep the level of competition down to next to nil. Any other thoughts for us tonight, Brian?
Well, we did it. We're here, and we're really looking forward to getting this stuff out in the restaurants and you know, grocery stores. And if anybody wants to appreciate some great beer, then look it up. It's ManchesterBrewing.com, I believe.
Oh, wow,
we'll put
that's
it up
easy.
On the site at some point.
So, here's a suggestion as far as incorporating some level of activism into the beer. Maybe on your next label redesign, if you haven't already done this, you could somehow subtly introduce people to the ideas of freedom, or give them a website to go to, or something like that. I mean, people are going to read the label while they're drinking. Seems like an opportunity to reach out to folks.
That's a great idea. We'll put that in there.
All right. There you go. Have fun. It sounds like you guys are having a blast, and I'll let you get back to it, and I thank you, Brian. You know, this great example, Mark, of some of the activism that's going on here that no one would ever really sort of qualify as activism, but I think you can still qualify that as activism. I mean, if activists are getting together and they're doing things that together that in some way could further the message of freedom, then I think that qualifies. And I think this could further the message of freedom and at the same time gives people something tasty to drink. So I think that is great news.
I think anything that introduces people to the ideas of liberty. You know, Brian mentioned that the porcupine is sort of the mascot of the Free State Project, and I love the porcupine as sort of the mascot of the liberty movement in general.
Because, mm-hmm,
you know, porcupines are peaceful little critters until you mess with them, in which case you get a face full of quills.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas instead of, you know, you look at the Democrats and the Republicans, you got the Democrats.
Elephant.
Yeah, the elephant putting the old pachyderm on human rights there. Or the donkey giving the horse kick to your wallet in the form of increased taxes. I love the porcupine. Who doesn't like porcupines?
That's a good question. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You, as always, can bring up anything. And, you know, we talk about the Free State Project and moving as many activists to New Hampshire as possible, and I like to point out how wherever it is you are, if you're interested in liberty, you probably have a real tough time finding other people that agree with you, let alone activism or things to go and do that have to do with liberty. How many times have you been able to, where you are, go to a grand opening of a brewery owned by all your activist buddies? I mean, how many times has that happened in the history of liberty activism? Maybe back in the old days, the revolutionary days, Sam Adams brewed his own beer.
There you go.
Yeah, but since then, when was the last time?
Samuel Adams turned out to be not so great.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from Pepperspray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from Pepperspray.com? Shop now at Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And all the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like this show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do so by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's that simple. You've got holiday shopping to do. It's that time of year. Some of you probably already been hitting the stores and driving around town like a madman trying to find what it is that you're looking for, hoping it's in stock, hoping to get a decent deal. Why bother with all that? You can get virtually everything you need all at Amazon.freetalklive.com and have it delivered directly to your door, and you're going to get great prices, the brands you trust, and you'll feel good because a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live if you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
In a 4-week clinical trial, participants were advised to maintain their normal eating habits and exercise habits. And without changing their daily routine, 83% of the participants lost weight using the key component in DEXC20. I've been using DEXC20 for 3 or 4 or 5 months now, and I've lost weight on it. I think it's working for me. I think it'll work for you. DEXC20, it's in the gold box at Walgreens, CVS, GNC, and it doesn't give you that weird jittery feeling that you get from most diet pills. DEXC20.
We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. The live Saturday edition, we go to Jeremy, listening to KGEZ in Montana. Hello, Jeremy. Got to turn down your
Hello, guys.
You're going to get infinite loop.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind, dude?
Hey, Ian, how'd you get out of jail so early? What are you, a cheese-eating rat?
One thing I am is definitely not a rat. And for those that don't know, if you're just tuning in for the first time, I spent it was two weekends ago, that weekend in jail, and it was originally a 93-day sentence, 90 days for contempt of court,
Hold on a minute. I thought you were sentenced to 90 days.
93 days. So 90 days.
How in the hell did you get out of
it? I'm getting to it. You gotta understand. I got a recap for people that are new listeners. So hang on. I'm getting to it.
I think you're a cheese-eating rat. That's what I think.
You know, Jeremy, you know he's part of the Bilderberg group.
All right. So here's what happened. Do you want to know what happened or what? Are you just kind of...
Who did you snitch on? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. Who could I snitch on, Mark? My girlfriend?
All that for a freaking couch? What are you, crazy?
What do you think? Wait, what do you think is crazy? I'm confused.
All that, go through jail and go through all that stuff just over a stupid couch?
That's the interesting point is I've gotten critique. There's always going to be people that are critical of what you choose to do, especially if you're visible or audible in my case. And the critique has ranged from...
No. You're not more honorable than... what in the hell makes you more honorable?
He said audible. Audible. That means you can hear him.
You can hear what I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
20 beers. So,
I haven't had 20 beers either.
Really? What are you up to?
I had 20 beers.
What are you up to?
What are you watching me from satellite?
Maybe. I've got my connections, buddy. What are you up to tonight?
Oh, not much. Just thought I'd come bust your balls.
How many beers is what I meant by that? How many beers have you?
Oh, probably two.
Just two? Two 40-ounce beers?
Yeah, when you live in high altitude, it only takes you a couple.
Hey, well,
anyway,
that's good.
I'm glad
good
you're out of jail, man.
Well, thanks, Jeremy. It's always nice hearing from you. No one except people have actually harmed others, and I didn't meet any of those guys when I was in jail. I did meet one who's in for burglary, so yeah, I guess he did harm somebody, but if he didn't have a heroin addiction, he probably never would have been burgling houses in the first place.
And you're not a cheese-eating rat.
That's a good thing, too. I thank you for the call tonight, sir. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Anyway,
that's a pretty good call.
I was trying to answer his question there.
he didn't want an answer to his question.
For those that would like to know... It was 90 days for contempt of court, which was total garbage and was something that could have been challenged, which is probably one of the reasons why they let me out. But one of the main reasons was because I did go in front of the judge via video conference on that Monday morning and essentially beg for mercy. So
the old smoocheroo.
So on Friday, I went all the way to the wall, essentially. On Friday, I disobeyed to the point where he was so pissed off, he slapped me with 3 contempt of court charges.
If you want to see the video... This is crazy. The judge goes completely
out of his
insane
mind.
On this one. All you have to do is go to freekeen.com. The video's right there.
It's not right there because it's been a few weeks. You'd have to type in couch into the search or something
like that.
But all that aside, you know, what's interesting is the critique has come from two directions here. The critique has come from the one direction of, you didn't go far enough, man. You should have gone all the way, and you should have not cooperated when you got into the jail. You should have kept your mouth shut, not given him any information, made him throw you into solitary, slam your head against a wall. You should have gone all the way. And it seems like the people that are suggesting that are kind of, a lot of them, I believe, are people that want to see me get hurt. Like the statists or the authoritarians out there, the supporters of the state, and the people that are just against sort of the activism that we're doing here. I think a lot of the people that were critiquing it from that perspective wanted to, you know, to taste some blood on this issue and were disappointed that I was getting along with the COs, that I was I had good rapport with the corrections officers and that sort of thing. But then the other critique comes from the other direction, saying you shouldn't have picked that issue. You need to pick your issues better. What's this, a couch in the yard? Like Jeremy was kind of alluding to it there a moment ago. Like this, all this over a couch, what are you thinking? So some people say I went too far by picking this issue, and then some people say I didn't go far enough. Well, to them I say, you come here to New Hampshire and you show us how it's all done. Whatever side you want to pick.
I think I'd fall in the category of people that critique you on the issue. And by the way, I have come to New Hampshire, and I am showing you how it's done.
I meant most people.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the people that are giving critiques that spent 2 weekends ago out of jail, who cares?
Yeah. All right, so here's a man that might end up in jail. 72-year-old man Phil Sullivan in Aspen. AspenDailyNews.com reporting that whether a local retiree who operates what's been called a free taxi service is a criminal will be decided by a 6-person jury of his peers. The 72-year-old road maverick Phil Sullivan appeared in Aspen's municipal court Wednesday morning, answering charges that he's violating 5 of Aspen ordinances by running his free van around the Aspen area. He's due back in court this month when dates for his trial will be selected. He's pleaded not guilty on all 5 complaints, but he has not yet hired an attorney.
Good for him.
The free taxi driver is apparently also looking for a free lawyer. He can't really afford it. I have the option of representing myself, said Sullivan, but I think the case is getting interesting and meaningful. I'm looking for a pro bono attorney. Sullivan, one-time co-owner of the now-defunct Mellow Yellow local taxi service, can be seen driving around town nightly in the 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. range in a van with an illuminated green sign on its roof. The sign once read, free taxi, but now rotates various messages. The current sign says, vote. The driver maintains he never asks for money and that he claims he runs the service for fun as a community service, but the city claims he does accept tips. I take home the waiters and waitresses and bartenders and cooks, said Sullivan. This town needs more transportation services and more taxi-type services. I think the town is hurting. We'll get to some more details on this story, but in essence, the city is going after a nice old man for offering his ferrying services to and fro at nighttime for free to people who happens to accept tips. Somebody out there has to be in favor of
somebody
what the city
has to stop
is doing.
This man.
I want to find out if you think that it's a good idea that the city is going after this guy. If you think this is good, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
We have a new president coming into office in January. His number one word of use is change. What if the change was not the change America expected? What if all natural products were handed over to the pharmaceutical companies to be eradicated? What if the only remedy for sickness and disease was to take drugs? This hasn't happened yet. I repeat, not yet. Prepare and defend your body with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. In an ever-changing world where toxins, chemicals, fluoride infiltrate every level of your system every day, take charge and get the tea. Online, that's getthetea.com, getthetea.com. Or call us 928-308-0408. Order now, 928-308-0408. Don't wait until it's too late. Getthetea.com.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XT for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Hey, GCN listeners. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift this year, listen up. This message is going to make holiday shopping very easy. This year, give the amazing Survival Seed Bank to friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full-acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if necessary. And here's the best part. The price of Survival Seed Bank has been drastically reduced for GCN listeners this Christmas. You might even want to pick one up for yourself. The price goes back up January 1st, and the supply is definitely limited. Think outside the box and into the bank this year. Give a Survival Seed Bank by going to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365 to give the perfect gift.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. This is the live Saturday edition of the program. Toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. Brought to you by SACL CAI. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free. Live streams are included. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam. We give it all away to you at freetalklive.com, so enjoy them all on us. You can go straight to the streams by heading over to listen.freetalklive.com. Again, that's listen.freetalklive.com. And FunKnobs.com is an online store featuring whimsical decorative knobs and poles, catered toward consumers looking to give the playroom, kids' room, bathroom, or even the kitchen a unique and fun flair. FunKnobs.com is the creation of parent company InterKnobs.com, online since 2004. Use the code FTL to save 10% at FunKnobs.com. That's FunKnobs.com. So if you thought you lived in a free country, think again. And if you weren't sure, just listen to this man's story, the story of Phil Sullivan. He's a 72-year-old man. He lives in Aspen, Colorado, and the Aspen Daily News is reporting on his tragic situation, and a situation that would not exist if we actually did live in a free country where people were free to start their own businesses without begging for permission from some unaccountable government bureaucracy that sits around making up arbitrary rules every time they get together. If you could actually start your own business without that sort of trouble, then we wouldn't be talking about Phil. But he went out and he didn't even really try to start his own business. He's giving people free cab rides. He's driving around at nighttime from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. and picking up and dropping people off and charging them zero. Now, they do give him tips.
Because if they wish.
Right, if they want, because they appreciate his services. And apparently that's one of the things that's upsetting the government people, beyond the fact that apparently he also hasn't begged them for permission to go around and give people rides for free. In fact, the city...
You get one of those expensive medallions to give rides that have no no set price. Also, you have to follow the rules because the towns set the prices.
That's correct.
The city set the prices because you don't want cabbies ripping people off and giving free rides. I mean, rides for too much.
And this is all about protectionism. We'll get into that, but let's talk about what the city claims here, because the story is going to go into that. What is the city claiming against this nice old man who's driving around giving people free cab rides at nighttime? They allege that Sullivan, since 2006, has run a business without a license. He has not filed city business and occupation taxes. He has not displayed a rate for a ride. And he's operated a taxi without a meter. Now, I'm looking at the picture in the article here, and it's taken from the back seat, taken toward the front of the car. Mr. Sullivan is sitting in the front seat, looking back at you as though you were sitting in the back seat, the photographer. And right on the back side of the seat, right on the headrest, on the back side of the headrest, is a large piece of paper taped up there, and it says, "This taxi ride is free." So, what's the problem here? He hasn't posted his price. His price is free. He has posted his price. And in addition, why does he need a meter? He's running a free cab. What's the point in having a meter?
You just set it for zero.
The city also claims that running his free service, Mr. Sullivan violated its general requirements for businesses, which mandates that they abide by all laws and forbids that they do anything that could affect the public health, safety, morals, or welfare.
I'm kind of interested in what he's doing to affect the public health, safety, morals, or welfare.
Sullivan contends he's not charging for any services, doesn't operate a business, therefore doesn't need to acquire a license pay taxes. He says to me, it's just silly. The final three charges were filed in October. By the way, his trial has been scheduled. I did a Google on his name, and it looks like he's scheduled for mid-January. So it's going to be a little while before this all shakes out.
Swift justice here, yeah.
Yeah. Final charges were presented. Jim True, special counsel to the city, said the charges rose out of complaints within Aspen. Sullivan
from taxi cab services that are charging or people that work for the city government.
That's always how it plays out. It's always the competitor in the marketplace that is upset at some upstart coming in and not jumping through all the hoops he jumped through. That's usually what it is. They're very upset and indignant.
It could be that the Aspen Daily News did a story on him on what a nice guy this is and what a great thing that he's doing. And then the bureaucrats saw it and said, "Oh my God, a free service? We must do something about this."
Well, here's the details on the snitch. Sullivan counters, the only people testifying against him will be state employees who were paid to carry out a sting operation on him, wherein he accepted a tip, not his local ridership. Investigators from the State Public Utilities Commission, the PUC, are expected to take a stand against him. In 2006, Todd Gardner, owner of Aspen's only taxi service.
Yep, because the town hands out medallions. And
apparently, one.
They give out, they have plenty of medallions. It's just only given to one company. Sweet, sweet deal.
High Mountain Taxi filed a complaint with the PUC that Sullivan didn't have proper taxi insurance. Gardner, a vocal detractor of Sullivan in the past, was out of town, couldn't be reached for comment. The PUC levied a $12,000 fine. $12,100. Against this 72-year-old man who drives people around out of the kindness of his own heart because he believes that Aspen, Colorado deserves to have another taxi, but he doesn't feel like charging for his services. $12,000. Nobody listening to this show could possibly believe that anything the city government is doing in this particular case is appropriate. If you are one of those people who believes that the city government's doing the right thing, keeping people safe from this madman driving his cab around town without charging, 1-800-259-9231. By the way, Mr. Sullivan has refused to pay the $12,000 fine.
Good for him.
He's also refused to attend the PUC hearings that they are holding for him in Denver. The fine was sent to the Colorado Office of Collections in January. The municipal code ruling Sullivan's current case gives city judges discretion to fine convicted lawbreakers up to $1,000 and sentence them up to 1 year in jail per violation. So the stakes for the rogue cabbie are quite potentially high at 5 years and $5,000. Sullivan said, "I think I'm innocent, and I don't think a jury of six people will take these charges seriously. I'm just a guy who takes people home." And I hope he's right. I hope that the jury in his case...
This is how it goes every time. Somebody comes up with a good idea. You know, I'm not saying it's a bad idea. You know, it's probably some kind of good idea to set up some commission to make sure the cab drivers don't rip people off or something. But then you see this medallion situation turns into something more. It's turned into a situation where the government is now only giving out medallions to one company, and they're going after a guy who's giving out free cab rides.
Because it's so insane.
This is what happens every single time. You think it's a good idea to pass some kind of zoning ordinance that people keep their grass, you know, cut to a certain height, and they don't let their bushes get out, and they don't have boats in their front yard or whatever. And sure enough, some little old lady goes to jail for having her grass too high.
Yeah, and this guy should be congratulated for having the will to see this through all the way. He's pleaded not guilty on all five of these charges and is going to take this to trial. The reason why you don't usually hear stories like this is because if somebody starts up a business and then the city comes after them, they usually just bow down and they do whatever it is that's being demanded of them. So this is particularly newsworthy for the fact that this guy didn't just bend over and pay the $12,000 and ask the city, okay, what paperwork do I need to fill out? Okay, what forms do I need? What fees do I have to pay? You know, and then just start jumping through all their ludicrous hoops. And it's another example of how the government always continues to regulate. There's no area that the government will ever be satisfied and say to themselves, yep, that's it. We're done here. No more regulations. Yep. Close the books. No more laws. Not writing any more laws down about these here taxi cabs.
You'd think with, you know, more than 200 years in this republic that we would have come up with a situation where, well, they've just written enough laws.
No.
But no, they keep writing them every single year.
There's
more and more of them.
There's always somebody else to extract money and obedience from, and that's what it's all about. 1-800-259-9231. Of course, the question is, will Mr. Sullivan be able to address the jury and encourage them to throw the charges out, or will the jury fall under the spell of a lying judge and not learn about what jury nullification is and convict him on the law? We'll explain that here in a moment. Take your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. partners. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy them on us. And those features include updates. You get signed up, we keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just head over to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That is updates.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. You can check out their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, so I want to hear from somebody that thinks that what is being done to this 72-year-old man in Aspen, Colorado, who's driving people around at nighttime in a free taxi. He is accepting tips. That what's being done to him by the city, and that is a $12,000 fine, facing up to $5,000 more in fines, plus 5 years in prison. Over operating a cab without a license, running a business without begging for permission, etc. If you think that the city's doing the right thing, I want to hear from you. I don't think anybody's on the line taking that position. So let's go to your phone calls here, and let's talk to Big John, listening to WCHV in Virginia. Hello, Big John. You're on the air.
Hello. Hey. You know, it doesn't surprise me, you know, government intrusion into our lives. I'm a disabled vet. And one of the things we do periodically is, you know, patriotic holidays, is we get out with our VFW buddy poppies.
A buddy and, what? You know, I'm sorry, VFW what?
Buddy poppies. You've seen the vets, you know, in front of the 7-Eleven handing out poppies. The little red flowers.
Poppies, right.
Gotcha. Yeah, the little red flowers.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you know, the flowers are given away for free.
Yeah.
Hey, if somebody's moved to throw their spare change into the bucket or the can, hey, that's fine and good.
Sure.
But the whole idea is to raise awareness about veterans issues, et cetera.
Makes sense.
Well, if I do that anywhere near federal property, you know, on a sidewalk, in a park, in a national park, you know, they'll have me arrested for panhandling.
The feds? The people you work for?
I've already been ticketed. You know, I was at 21st and Constitution in Washington, D.C., and was ticketed for doing it.
Wow. And so the federal government is going after you. It was not any, I guess if it's D.C., it is the federal government.
It was the National Park Service.
Wow.
The National Park Service wants to regulate speech in the parks.
What was the ticket for? I mean,
they gave me a ticket for panhandling.
And what was the amount?
It was a $50 fine, but then when I went to court, it was dismissed.
Oh, interesting. What did the judge feel sorry for you or something?
It was in federal court. It's called no papering. That's where the prosecutor declines to prosecute it.
I see.
Well, it would have been bad PR for them.
Yeah, it would have been bad PR. Very interesting.
Well, it's bad PR now because I have some friends that are with the Rutherford Institute. And they just filed suit in my behalf in federal court in Washington.
Oh, fantastic.
To enjoin them from doing this to me again.
Good. I hope that works out for you. I'm sorry to hear about it. Did they come up and threaten you, and then you didn't leave, and then they ticketed you, or did they just come right up and ticket you?
Well, on that occasion, someone came up and offered me money. And then one of the park people took umbrage with the fact that someone had offered me money, a veteran near a war memorial accepting a donation.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you know, you can't be having that.
Right. America, it's not like you were standing there with a "Will work for food" sign or harassing people or anything. You were just giving out flowers.
Well, here's the thing. When I do the flowers, for example, I was sitting on the park bench wearing my hat, wearing my veteran's hat. Holding the poppies in my hand, and people walked up and said, "Oh, my grandfather, my uncle, my cousin, my father used to do this. May I have a poppy?" "Sure, here." "Well, how much are the poppies?" "They're free." "Oh, thank you. Are you accepting donations?" "Oh,
yeah,
sure, I'll take a donation. If somebody wants to give me money,
wow,
I won't turn it down." But, you know, the donations are used for our veterans relief programs. And, you know, the whole idea with the flower, though, is showing, you know, a raising of consciousness about veterans and veterans' issues.
Yeah, when you signed up for the military and you went off and they told you probably that you were fighting for freedom, I bet this wasn't what you envisioned.
Oh, no, it's a constant battle with the VA, let me tell you.
So awful. I'm sorry to hear your story, and I hope it works out for you. Will you call us back and let us know how that lawsuit turns out?
Well, if you take me off air, I'll tell you a little bit more off air.
I can put you on hold, and our board operator certainly can give you an email address or something like that.
Okay.
You're welcome to.
That'll work best.
We can do that off the air. So hang on, dude. I appreciate your call tonight, Big John. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can't be out there giving out flowers to folks and taking donations. This is a public park. Oh, if it's a public park, then shouldn't I be able to stand here and talk to the public and give them flowers? Well, no, because we said so. What else do they have? Do they actually have any reason for what it is they've done? Is there anything?
I don't know.
Just beyond control?
I can hardly imagine who thought it was a good idea to ticket the veteran for handing out his poppies on Veterans Day. It just seems nuts to me.
We continue with your phone calls and talk to Dave listening in Montana to KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
Hey, yo.
Dave, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Sullivan is guilty of committing the sin of not paying his monthly tribute to the Church of Insurance. And
yeah, well,
the almighty Church of Insurance with its united power with the government will financially...
Well, now, wait a minute. He probably is insured. His taxi is likely insured.
Well, he's not letting them practice their greed against him because he's charging no money, see?
Well, I don't think the
he has to be able to be accessible to the greed factor.
It's probably true that the insurance company will charge more if you're a commercial operation, but on the other hand...
Well, they have to give you permission. They have to give you permission. You must pay your tribute every month and they'll give you permission to operate your little... Right, but
that's
he could get
that's
around
the state.
That.
I think you're confused. You're confusing the city with the insurance company.
The city is going to make him go get the insurance. See, they're in the United Powers.
This is true. If you're operating a taxi cab business, you have to have insurance.
Circumvent your civil liberties by saying that you must be a member of this Church of Insurance. But he could get around that.
How?
It's like call girls. He could call Phil. And call ride, you know, just
he
get a cell phone, give out his cell phone number, and the people call him up, and he comes and picks him up in
an unmarked car. But his competitor got wind, dude. He's already taking calls from people and picking them up. His competitor got wind of it, the guy that's operating the one.
Well, he has to get a new car. He has to get an unmarked car, you know.
Go really underground as much as possible. I see where you're coming from.
See, they make us do this, the government. So now they play the cat and mouse, you know, because you're not playing their little greedy.
So you're suggesting he should go, be essentially a completely black market cab
call Phil, man. Call Phil for the ride.
Well, it's not a bad idea, but unfortunately, he's already looking at 5 years in prison and $5,000 in fines.
And that brings me around to he's doing the same thing you did. He's doing it for the taxi. You did it for the couch. And they, you know, you got to bang your head on the wall sometimes. And you learn, you know. You learn another way around. You learned from that experience.
I learned that the government is in no way a consent-based organization, as they claim that it is. They have no interest in hearing questions.
I'd like to clarify something.
Yes. Dave, I don't know what happened there. I wanted to hear his clarification.
That's what we think about your
call. Hello?
You cut out for like 5 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, clarify. I wasn't talking about the evil ones, meaning the other inmates. The evil ones I was talking about that when you were amongst them was the ones that had you incarcerated, you know. Those were the evil ones that could practice their evil against you.
Some of them might be.
By you crossing your foot over the wrong line, you could have gotten a real lot of trouble if they wanted to.
Oh, if I hadn't
been. Once you are in their grasp.
Absolutely, you're right about that.
And that's the bad thing. You got right now, you got to stay out of their grasp right now because they could say because your toe crossed the line.
Oh, they could, yeah. They could absolutely come back and throw me in jail cell for another 90 days.
And the ones that was incarcerating you, not the other inmates.
I thank you for that call, Dave, and I appreciate the clarification. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. I don't know if I'm going to say that everybody that was involved in my incarceration is evil. I did not feel that way. I felt as though the vast majority of them were good people who are doing a very bad job. They were doing a job, and not that they were doing a poor job at what they were doing, they were doing a very professional job at what they were doing from what I saw, but the job itself is bad in that it's immoral, it's wrong of them to be involved in putting nonviolent, peaceful people who have not harmed another person behind bars and in jail cells, and that's the evil aspect of it, but I don't know if that makes them evil people. I don't think it does.
I don't know. Was the guy who loaded the carts for the Jews on the way to the gas chambers evil? I mean, he was just doing his job, just putting people in train cars. It's not like he turned on the gas, man.
It's tough. It's a tough one, Mark. I mean, did he know where they were going? I don't know. More on the way. Hour two is coming up. I just want to believe in the best in people. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Lead from